Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's pretty amazing. Google has come out and claimed that they don't work with the NSA. When it's on record, they do. But strangely enough, they put Hillary Clinton on the front page of Google, at least here in the U.S. I know it's different around the world. And they actually have Hillary Clinton at the NSA reading her political enemies' emails and handing it over to the IRS to politically persecute folks. So I don't get why they put Hillary Clinton reading NSA files. This is really weird, folks. And if you go there, you'll see what I'm talking about. Right now, Leanne McAdoo, I got serious news coming up in the next segment. Sheriff Nick Finch down in Florida, where they have state laws that are obviously unconstitutional to arrest people that legally have firearms under some parts of the law, but not under others, where it's the cop's discretion. He said, release this guy with no criminal record that was carrying a gun in his car. And they indicted him. The judge said, we're going to try to convict him. The jury did not convict him. That's jury nullification. You don't just have the ballot box. You have the grand jury box and the jury box, folks. Then you got the cartridge box we're trying to avoid. 1776 box. And you've got the soap box. There's a bunch of boxes here. But, you know, the most important is the soul box in your heart and the brain box, which is called the terrorist box, because they don't want you thinking. They want to tell you everything. Deck the halls, la, 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 gay apparel, blah, 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 just commit thought crime. Hallmark's banning all that. Don't be a cowboy. Universities all over are saying this. Don't be a geisha girl. Because you know, when you do dress up like a geisha girl, you do it to be racist. Well, no, we say it's insensitive for you to go out and do that and have fun. Or to be an astronaut. That you do that to be mean to the astronauts. It's total psychological tyranny. Like beyond the dystopic novels that have been written. But McAdoo, tell folks about your experience trying to get this gunfighter outfit. Obviously a children's toy. In fact, I think at Christmas there's photos of me getting actually that set. Stand up and show the terrorists out there that are watching. Again, right there, ladies and gentlemen, you could not find this. And they told you that it's dangerous. Tell folks what they said.
Well, the guy at the store, I was like looking all over. I'm like, don't you have cowboy stuff here? And
oh, racist.
Yeah, very. He was like, we don't have a racist section. But he said, you know, after Sandy Hook, we had to take all the guns out of the store. This was at, can I say the name?
Yeah, of course.
Toys R Us. And they're like, you know, we don't sell that here anymore. And because parents were complaining that we don't want to push that gun culture on children.
Yeah, probably two or three calls from Bloomberg's office.
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm like, this is Texas. You don't have.
We need to tell Toys R Us we're not ever coming to you. Who wants to go there anyways? Go to the little toy shops. But you said you went all over and couldn't find the terrorist weapons.
Exactly. I did. I went to several different toy stores. I went to the Halloween store. The only thing they had at the Halloween store was like this big, ugly, clearly fake looking. And cause that's what they have to be, bright or see-through, transparent in order to be.
And then the cops shoot a kid and now say we have to basically get rid of all toy guns when we've always had toy guns. It didn't have this happening as often. We had cops shoot at a guy in Austin who got out of his car at a routine traffic stop with his wallet.
Exactly.
I mean, now we've got to ban wallets because the cops are playing all these executioner games and think we're target practice.
Right. Why isn't it the police and then the cop that shot the 13-year-old boy? He was a firearms instructor. He trained all of his colleagues in how to not use excessive force. So here he shoots a 13-year-old kid after 10 seconds, 7 times. And the gun that the kid had a transparent center. So it was following the protocol for a toy gun on the street. So why isn't he in any trouble? It's just, it's insane. Like, why can't we hold these people accountable?
No. But exactly. But see, government and controlled media, it's all about how we're bad. We're causing problems.
Right.
We need to give our rights up.
Toy guns are the problem.
But then ignore what they're up to, what they're doing, and then point out that guns have made crime go down massively. The FBI's own statistics. So I guess you're going to be out in Austin tonight in that racist outfit.
Definitely. I have several racist outfits to choose from. I'm going for the most racially insensitive.
Well, more power to you. We've got to counter these people that want to control our thoughts. They are the thought criminals trying to restrict our free speech. Thank you, Leanne McAdoo. My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-547-8490. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-547-8490. That's 1-800-547-8490. Call 1-800-547-8490.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the lies of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GZN Radio Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Thank you so much for joining us. Down in Florida, Sheriff Nick Finch, who was arrested for refusing to arrest people under unconstitutional state gun laws that were conflicting with other laws, saying that people could be driving around in their car or having a gun in their house for their own protection. He was arrested, kicked out of office by the kleptocrats down in Florida. The judge said he wanted him convicted, wanted to make an example of him. We broke the news, but it's now come out on a local affiliate confirming what our reporter, he's been on the reporting for us, Sheriff Richard Mack, told us. And we're working on getting Sheriff Finch to pop in sometime in the next hour, found not guilty of letting someone out of jail who was falsely arrested by one of his deputies. And you ask how they do this? They arrest people all the time for legal and lawful guns and interpret it the way they want to. That's how you see people arrested in downtown Austin all the time, open carrying rifles. The police say, we think that's threatening. We think that you're rudely displaying. That's how the law is written. The jury finds suspected Liberty County Sheriff Nick Finch not guilty on both counts. Or it says the jury finds suspended Liberty County Sheriff Nick Finch not guilty on both counts. Thank God for that, for justice. Finch was accused of releasing a man who was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon without a permit and then destroying the arrest records. No, he didn't. He just said, you shouldn't have arrested him. This isn't illegal the way I read the code. Get rid of this. Finch was accused of releasing a man who was arrested for carrying a concealed weapon without a permit and then destroying the arrest records. See, that's why they want to get rid of juries, folks, because we're going to inform them that their vote is more important than the ballot box. It's the jury box, the grand jury box. That's why they turn them into these kept things run by the system. Continuing with the article, it took the jury less than 90 minutes to reach the verdict. Closing arguments were held Friday morning following 2 days of testimony. Now the question becomes, when will Finch get his badge and gun back? We have calls into Governor Rick Scott's office to find out when the governor plans to reinstate him. Yeah, the Republican establishment came out against him in the state, by the way, along with the Democrats. News Channel 7, Bergen Bookham, is covering the trial and will have a complete wrap of it tonight. So there you go. Now that's that article. If you hit refresh on Infowars.com, I don't care, but it's just a little fact. We actually broke it. Called us about 20 minutes ago, Sheriff Richard Mack, and he's going to give us the details. He was in the courtroom when it happened, so we're lining up Sheriff Mack right now on that. So there's the headline on Infowars.com. Sheriff arrested, charged after defending Second Amendment, found not guilty. And that's a good headline, but really this is jury nullification is what it is. Patriot sheriff or pro-gun sheriff found not guilty. And then subheadline, jury nullifies false arrest, false charges. And folks, they're so scared if we actually get good police elected and actually take our cities over and actually get good lawmen back in and get good peace officers back in, then the police won't be feared anymore. They'll be appreciated and honored. That's what we need. And we need people that defend law-abiding citizens and don't see them as the enemy. We need police that aggressively, like bloodhounds, go after criminals. But I've talked to so many police. We've done it in Minnesota when their state police were caught handing out drugs to Occupy Wall Street. And then right across the street was the Federal Reserve, and we pointed out, and so was the Wells Fargo. We had our reporters go up there, and we pointed out to the police, hey, they've been caught laundering hundreds of billions of dollars and don't even get in trouble. They go, well, we're not allowed to even look at them. That's how it works. You don't look at the big banks openly running the aircraft, the drugs, all of it on record. The police all the time will SWAT team some insurance salesman and shoot him because he gets out of bed with a TV remote in his hand and then, oh, wrong house. It's always like I've seen multiple times, it's always 72-year-old retired insurance salesman in the upscale neighborhood. It's always an insurance salesman. I've probably seen him kill insurance salesmen 5 times. I don't know why. It's always insurance salesman. Or the 52-year-old doctor was shot in bed in front of his wife when the no-knock warrant came in. And the police aren't even corrupt. They're just crazy. They won't even lie. They'll go, well, they actually thought it was a firearm. It was he was reaching for his glasses. And it's always a wrong house, too. Because whatever meth head, crack head, informant, I mean, they can get confidential informants, folks, to say, puff the magic dragon, that they saw it in your house. They've never been in your house, nothing. And that's why I can't stand it when you get repair people in your house. A lot of them end up being listeners nowadays, but sometimes they're looking around, or they know who I am, and they're asking, so what do you do around here? Why aren't your kids in school? And you can see them looking around for something, because most repairmen nowadays, especially in major cities, they make more money off the 25% kickback they get on average of anything that comes out of the arrest, prosecution, conviction. And so they're in your house. Computer repair people are digging through your computer. And why shouldn't they just plant something on your computer? That's happened a lot, where you take your computer in to be repaired, and some meth head, it's always meth head, just the scum of the planet, will plant something on your computer so that they can then announce it and get some money off your arrest. And a lot of times the police aren't total criminals, so they'll actually forensically check it. And you've seen these cases and go, you planted that to get the reward money, didn't you?
It's all right. I don't get in trouble for that, do I?
I mean, this is the type of ridiculous society that we have created. And I personally am totally and completely sick of it at every level. But sheriff arrested charge after defending Second Amendment, found not guilty. And we're going to get, again, some breakdown on that from Sheriff Richard Mack and Sheriff Finch probably coming up sometime today, if not the nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central Standard Time. Let's go over some news right now. I haven't gotten to a lot of that yet. Let's move right into this article here out of the Wall Street Journal. Update. Google denies NSA cooperation while expanding encryption. Ladies and gentlemen, they're on record, founded by the NSA with NSA technology and funding from the CIA and Qtel. So, but they're counting on your ignorance here. So they're now denying all that. Here's another one. NSA bombshell shocks former spooks. Why in the world would we burn Google? The actual quote is, burn our relationship with Google. So they're in the Foreign Affairs section of the Washington Post admitting this. And so there's this whole fight going on now where they all try to deny their criminal activities. Google has the NSA backdoor codes on record they get from all the software makers 3 years ago. Remember it was in the news? They drive around with those Google cars. You know, they're pink and green and non-threatening colors. Folks, if a Mack truck is pink, it'll still run over you and kill you. But it's all non-threatening, driving around as Imperial probe droids, not just taking video of everything. That's just the cover story for Street View, but breaking into everything as it drives along. Continuing, very nice people, though, but of course, they didn't get in trouble for that worldwide, you noticed, because it's all sanctioned. Google is the corporate front, because then they can have payoffs to all the government people and give them revolving door jobs while they absolutely, well, the word is rape again, us of our privacy. And use the data to game the markets and rig everything against us. Let's continue here. Coast Guard comments on mysterious Google barge and says they have nothing to say about it, basically. CBS News is reporting. Now there's three loving Google barges, big black cubes being built out there under the Pentagon's loving gaze. And there are some connections to Google. But it's definitely multifaceted spy hub platforms. I was in Corpus Christi about 5 years ago fishing. I even took photos of it. It's in some old iPhone I've got somewhere. And I saw a giant, the biggest oil rig platform I've ever seen with four big oil rigs stabilizing it going out. It was giant NSA bubble pods. And I think I even actually did show that on the website somewhere. The point is, about a year later, they had it National Geographic, after it had been authorized and stuff, saying the NSA launches a global spy system for Asia. Guys, will you search National Geographic, Corpus Christi, Texas, surveillance? It's just National Geographic, Corpus Christi, even though it was really Port Aransas, Corpus Christi, Texas, NSA. That should bring it up. And it was just this gigantic floating city of spy grids. Let's go ahead and go to the next piece of news here, dealing with the whole NSA situation. Snowden's now got a tech support job at a news site over in Russia. And there's another one, NSA out of National Security, Washington Post. Infiltrates links to Yahoo, Google data centers worldwide, Snowden documents say. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And then they have a top secret breakdown of how it works. Folks, they had executives and tech managers. You know, the head engineer in San Francisco a few years ago, was it 5, 6 years ago, went public and said, we have whole floors where everything you do is run through it. Well, that's in the Telecommunications Act of 96, that's what's so frustrating about this. They've released new Snowden documents, or more have been doled out, and it is top secret SINO foreign NSA documents, and it shows how everything is piped through the Gmail, all the user systems. Of course, everything is run through it. I mean, that's a fact. And then they're in the news denying it to you. Just like they're now denying that Obamacare is increasing your premiums. Of course, you know it is, but it doesn't matter. They meet you with lies and disdain. Alex Jones here, and I want to tell you about a longtime friend of the show, My Patriot Supply. As you might remember, this is the company that stood up to the DHS and exposed FEMA's secret plan to begin hoarding emergency survival food. It has always been my belief that it's key to stand behind companies who share the same values as their fellow patriots. My Patriot Supply brings us their exclusive Patriot Pantry brand, along with many other fine preparedness products. I personally store and use their high-quality products. It tastes great, and it's easy to store for up to 25 years. For a limited time, you can save $50 instantly on a 4-week supply of food, along with other special offers. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today. With the New World Order making rapid advances on every front, it is essential to prepare with My Patriot Supply today.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register required states.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Some economic news and the latest on Obamacare and some other important info. I am going to open the phones up and get into an article that's really a study in media manipulation and ignorance. and folks having a normalcy bias, really cognitive dissonance, because there's a headline up on Infowars.com, United Nations to destroy property rights of thousands around Alamo. That's how Kit Daniels took the high road and countered about five TV stations, more than a dozen major newspapers in the state, and the Texas Land Commissioner coming out and saying basically our report, without naming it, was horse pucky. That the UN is to get UNESCO World Heritage Site biosphere designation over the Alamo. Now, they admit they're trying to get that designation, so it's designated by tourists and people, so they can go there. I get that, but I'm an expert on this. I made a film about it 16 years ago. They've had congressional testimonies. They've had legislative testimonies. We have it all linked in his article. We had it linked in the other article. We have the UN plat demanding San Antonio not let anybody build in the corridor. It takes control of the other areas, and it does let them dictate. That's a fact. That's a fact. And I understand San Antonio wants this UN designation. It puts it on maps all over the world. It will bring money to San Antonio. No doubt about it. No doubt about it. The point is, we're right. And again, we've got all the documents, and I mean, I am a leading expert on this. We ought to get William F. McManus on, or even better, the editor of the New American, William F. Jasper. It's John F. McManus. I've conflated their names. Because he's the real expert. That's where I found out about all this in the mid-90s from him and couldn't believe it and went and checked it myself. And the issue is, in fact, I'm just covering it now. I'll just cover it now. The issue here, if you go to the article, and we'll punch it up on Infowars.com, United Nations to destroy property rights of thousands around Alamo, and you look at the UN documents that we have linked in it, showing the buffer zone, showing how you can't build, they're on record not letting a gold mine 48 miles away from Yellowstone that had been open for decades expand. They're on record shutting down businesses around wherever they set up. This is UN munialization, Agenda 21. I like Jerry Patterson. I'm supporting him for lieutenant governor. He's been a pro-Second Amendment guy. I remember going and fighting anti-gun bills down there, and he'd be there when he was first a state senator. And nobody even knows who Jerry Patterson is outside of Texas, but he could go on to be the state Senate governor. In Texas, that's really the governor. That's more powerful than the governor. And he could go on to be a national figure. But it's just that these guys think it's politically incorrect to admit that there's global government going on, to admit there's UN takeover going on, to admit that we're going under internationalism. I mean, Obama says we don't operate, we operate under the UN. In fact, I have an article today that's up on Infowars.com by Kurt Nemo, where the State Department and Obama are saying that all of the UN treaties trump the Constitution. That's a quote. They told Congress last year and this year, we're under NATO command. Congress doesn't have any power over our military. Now, we've known that's coming for a long time. We're going into global governance here. They're signing the Asia-Pacific Union with the North American Union and the EU right now. That's always been the Trilateral Commission plan. I remember 10 years ago they would still say the Trilateral Commission didn't exist. Remember that? The CFR didn't exist. There wasn't a global cabal. There wasn't a plan to bankrupt the world. Derivatives weren't going to hurt us. They didn't want to bankrupt us. Everything we said came true because the globalist plan is public. That is what is so incredibly frustrating about all of this, is that it's all on record. I come out and quote Ray Kurzweil and a bunch of other Google executives saying we're going to take over, become the mind of God, shut down society, use the technology to make man obsolete, reduce the world population to save the earth, merge with computers, blast off to form a new colonies with the new computer silicon super race. I mean, I'm giving you paraphrased quotes. Earlier we actually played Ray Kurzweil saying this. And then they've had CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, they've all attacked me on this, saying I said all that. I didn't say that. Ted Turner said reduce the world population by 90%. I didn't say that. I'm reporting on what's going on. I'm sorry it's hard to deal with Jerry Patterson. Okay? I'm sorry. But I'm right. You're wrong. Period.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System. If you can have a bright white smile in 5 minutes, would I get your attention? You bet I would. The good news is the PowerSwab's Teeth Whitening System is clinically proven to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. In fact, PowerSwab's whitens teeth on average 2 shades in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. And it's easy. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and that's it. Oh, and better yet, unlike normal whiteners, Power Swabs remove stains from caps, crowns, and veneers. To try Power Swabs risk-free, call 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298. I guarantee your friends, family, and co-workers will love your movie star white smile. Try it risk-free today. 1-800-671-0298. That's 1-800-671-0298.
Which do you love best? Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is. Right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily, in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
William Peter Blatty, writer of The Exorcist, slips back into the light for its 40th anniversary. And he says that the things going on at Health and Human Services, well, to quote him on Sebelius, are demonic acts. Yes, I'd say massively raising taxes on poor people while telling them they were going to get something free is pretty much akin to telling a kid, get in the car, you got candy, and you actually put a bullet in their head. That's up on DrudgeReport.com. What else is up on DrudgeReport.com? I was just looking. Not only is Hillary Clinton in a witch's outfit on the front page of Google right now, strangely enough, on Drudge, we have Hillary up there, actually in a real witchy poo outfit. Isn't that just interesting? Goldman Sachs is Hillary. Goldman Sachs pays Hillary nearly $500,000 for 2 speeches. That's right. That's how they pay people off for doing consulting, selling them out, is $1 million speeches, $250,000 speeches. One other big scam you'll see is you'll buy property. This is a kind of a local scam that's done in cities. You'll buy a piece of property for $500,000, and then whoever you've sold the city out to, whoever you've given deals, will suddenly buy it for $1 million. and you make $500,000. That's how all these little scams work. Kind of like the Hillary cattle futures, but she bought a couple thousand dollars of them, and then they magically all hit the equivalent, I think they said at the time, of seven royal flushes in a row was the Newsmax headline. I remember back in the 90s when that came out. They did the math. It was like totally impossible. It'd be like going to Las Vegas and going down the row of 50 slot machines and pulling the lever and getting the highest payout on every one in a row. Oh, yeah. She went and invested $2,000 or whatever it was and made a million. Yeah, there it is. Hillary Clinton futures trades detailed the Washington whitewash. I mean, sorry, the Washington pooper. Well, I'm sorry, the Washington witch. The Washington Post. The Washington Post. There you go. You know, after deep thought, I think they should change the name of the Washington Redskins. And I thought about the tyrants, the Sanduskies, the molesters. Why not just the Washington criminals? I mean, that really would be just the, describes it all, the whole rainbow of criminal control freak activity. Or the Washington Satans. Man, I'm really having a problem here. All right, let me get into all the news. By the way, you know, the whole Jerry Patterson thing, the Texas Land Commissioner, who is a great patriot, who, you know, defied the state trying to block anybody being able to have a rally politically ever at the Alamo, the first one since the Alamo happened, because after that it was just a ruin, and then it was a warehouse until the 50s, and then, you know, they, or the 40s, and then they turned it into a shrine, and it became popular when John Wayne did a movie about it. Nobody cared. Horse stables at one time. And he went down there, the first speech ever. I didn't know that. We were the first ever speak since 1836 in the Alamo a few weeks ago, week and a half ago there. And Patterson did it, took a lot of heat for having an open carry there. They claimed we were all going to kill each other. No one got hurt. Nothing happened. It was great. Total success. It just makes me mad then when I have all the UN documents and the UN plat saying you can't build hotels or have businesses around the Alamo if the UN gives you this UN designation. And the UN Heritage Site is not as bad as the biosphere. When they give you that, it's really under UN control. I mean, that is a big deal. The Heritage Site, not as bad. And I get, you know, that they've got Independence Hall. They've got all of our sacred shrines of liberty under UN control. And I don't like that. If you want to have it on a UN map and send tourists there, that's fine. And I get that people want that designation because then it goes on all the maps, all the major maps, and the online maps, and it sends a lot of money there. But at the expense of letting the UN come in and get control. And it does. And what's horse-pucky is the fact that people don't want to admit stuff like this is happening. And I'm not ranting and raving about it. It's not that important in the final equation individually. But the point is that the denial of it. So go read Kit Daniels' article, United Nations to Destroy Property Rights of Thousands Around the Alamo. UNESCO won't grant Alamo World Heritage status without property restrictions and buffer zone. And we have a direct link to the city plat and the agreements with the UN, a map of the over 7 square mile buffer zone surrounding the Alamo for no more construction, basically. And then it goes into the international treaty, what it agrees to when you agree to it, all of it. Okay, I mean, I made a film about this 16 years ago, okay? Believe me, I went through major battles on this when I started talking about this in 1996 because they were designating all the national parks, all the major sites, and shutting down cattle ranches that bordered parks saying that, well, the UN says you can't have this. And then, was it 48 miles away, if memory serves, a gold mine that had been up there for decades. I mean, it's very annoying to be informed and constantly be lectured by all these mainline Republicans who I agree with a lot of stuff on, but they go, oh, there's no UN doing anything. Come on, that's that crazy Alex. Hey, man, I'm right. I know what I'm talking about, and it's the denial of what's going on. If you want to do a cost-benefit analysis and say, well, this heritage site, it will put up a UN flag, it will put up a UN plaque inside and outside, and it's going to be put up there. And we're going to go back, and Patterson says there's not going to be any UN stuff there. Bull. Bull, 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 bull. And again, I'm not in a you-know-what contest, a pissing contest here. My issue is that it's the wider issue. Like you tell people, hey, there's 24 Harvard studies alone conducted over the last decade showing one part per million hydrofluorosilicic acid or sodium fluoride in the water reduces IQ by more than 10 points after just 3 years of use in a child. And it increases bone cancer sevenfold in males, threefold in females in index studies and blah, blah, blah. And then here's over 1,000 other studies, one of the most studied things. They knew 100 years ago it did this and dumbed people down and made them lethargic. And they just laugh at you and go, sure, they wouldn't hurt us. They love us. And then I say, but what about all the secret testing?
Oh, that was a long time ago.
So then I'm the bad guy because I've got a team of reporters with documents and history and congressional testimony and legislative testimony in Kentucky and California. I mean, I am an expert on this. And I'm sick. This morning I ran into a famous race car driver. I'm not going to say whose name. I had a low water crossing, and we were talking about our trucks that were the same truck before we decided to go ahead and go across the water crossing. Nobody else would go across. And it would be, and this person before I run into has told me about what, you know, stuff about cars and what I ought to do to my car. I want to soup it up, which I haven't done. It'd be like me at the end of it laughing and going, oh, really? You know about cars, huh? I mean, instead of having knowledge, these people just laugh at everyone. It's like, I don't need knowledge. I don't need to be informed. Here, I can just laugh at you. Oh, the NSA has whole floors of buildings of all telecommunications nationwide. Alex, you're a kook for saying that, the first person to say it in 1996 because of a whistleblower that came to you from a big telecom in Austin. And you were a bigger kook when you said in 1998 that all the digital cable boxes were tracking everything you watched and had hidden microphones. Doesn't matter, it all came out years later, you were absolutely right. You know, you don't get admired, you don't get supported, you don't get listened to. No, we laugh at you more because you were right. You see, that's how this works. And I'm so sick of it. It's like a year and a half ago, Kurt Nimmo wrote an article about drones nationwide. And he linked to congressional and FBI reports where they were having hundreds of drone missions with the Predator drones run by the Pentagon for local police all over the country. And he cited local news articles. And then they had a major disinfo campaign come out in over 1,000 newspapers attacking Infowars.com, DrudgeReport.com, and saying we were complete loon liars. There were no drones. Now, you know, since then they've announced, oh, actually, the drones are everywhere and blimps and we're watching you. But see, they were getting the contracts then and buying more and rolling them out. They didn't want it stopped. So they just came out and said, there are no drones. Don't listen to Kurt Nimmo, the filthy liar. Remember that? And I had people, talk show hosts calling, people going, man, you're really getting hit hard, discredited. Are you sure there's drones? And I went, did you read our articles? It was linked to scores of local news and even Wired magazine. But see, the UN's not taking over stuff when they get these designations. Doesn't matter, they are. Obama's come out again and said it's only a few bad apples. First, no one's going to raise your premiums. No one's going to get kicked off. Turns out they knew, had the meetings. He's ordered the insurance companies in secret meetings that's come out to shut up. That's even the Washington Post. And they're all circling the wagons, and he's getting more donations than ever the Democrats are, and so are the Republicans, to keep Obamacare in place. As a total, complete, absolute robbery. Was I right? Did it raise the premiums across the board? Did it cut people off who had pre-existing conditions instead of guaranteeing them? Did it lower the standard of care? And it's just getting started. Everything I said, worse than I said, but exactly as I said. To a point, it was exactly as I said, and then it went past that. Absolutely as I said. They are absolutely putting fluoride in the water to give you cancer and dumb you down. They are murdering criminals. I mean, can people get their mind around that? I understand why you want to be in denial. Because you have to admit, we're really in a lot of trouble. Well, I got to get wound up every day and come in here and try to warn people, okay? I've got to sit here knowing I'm right every day. It doesn't hurt my feelings when I get laughed at. It freaks me out because I know I'm right, and I'm desperate to try to get out of this. And I've used this analogy 1,000 times. I'll use it again. It's like in all those old movies. There's actually been real cases of stuff like this where the ocean liner or the boat, a fishing boat, whatever, flips over. People are trapped in an air pocket, and you're going to have to swim out 50 yards, 100 yards, And so many times, one person has the will to swim out and get out. Everybody else just breaks down, panic, cries, can't do it. The boat's sinking. You can see it's bubbling. You can tell any minute now it's going to fully sink. The air pocket's going to disappear. The boat's going to go down too deep. You're not going to get alive. There have been hundreds of cases of this recorded in the last few hundred years. And most of the time, the majority of people say, I can't do it. You're like, listen, in some cases, it's just fishing boats. It's only 20, 30 feet you got to go. They die. They cannot get out. They cannot get out of the little bit of oxygen they think safe. And the globalists know that. I was talking to a top banking executive off record, one of the top heads of one of the big six banks. He's the number two guy at one of the big six banks. He laughed at me and he said, they will put up with by increment with anything. It's humans' power to adapt that we're using. And you're like, why would somebody like this tell you that? Because I said, okay, this is off record. Unless it was like, you know, killing kids or something, I have to now not say who it was. On a first-class flight to New York, he was coming down here to visit his dad, a retired general. And, I mean, he was perfect shape, looked good for like 65 or whatever he was, perfect suit, got with his perfect black jacket. How do these guys fly in a suit and looks perfect when they get out? And he had the whole thing together, and he turned, and he just said, look, the people are done. They want to be slaves, basically. And he said, you don't understand. He really taught me something. He said, it's their adaptability we use. And his eyes were sparkling with evil intelligence. He said, it's their adaptability we use. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, people adapt to whatever pressures are put on them, and so they adapt in and accept the new reality. And he just said, you're not going to help them. I've been told this over and over again by elite. And I look at it, and they're actually right, though. The public doesn't want to be helped. They act like a bunch of rats, just like the elite. But at least the elite get together and don't do this to everybody. But I morally cannot sign on and do this to people. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the headline is up on Infowars.com right now, and it's also now being picked up by national media. Pro-gun sheriff found not guilty. Jury nullifies false arrest of Nick Finch, who is a national hero. He needs to be the next governor, I'm telling you right now, of Florida. It's these type of men that stand up for the Constitution that are going to save this country, and jury's doing the right thing. Pro-gun sheriff found not guilty, and Sheriff Finch joins us. Nick Finch, the Florida sheriff arrested in June after he defended the Second Amendment, has been declared not guilty on the charges brought against him, according to Richard Mack, reporting for Infowars.com. It's now confirmed by local news as well. The former Liberty County sheriff has now been is about to be reinstated, so he still is the sheriff, we should probably add. Sheriff Finch, thank you so much, sir. This is a real honor for me. I don't get excited having Hollywood folks on. I get excited having you on. I got some butterflies. We salute you, and we salute that jury. Tell folks what happened to you. Tell us what it was like in there with that jury, sir.
Well, first, Alex, let me say thanks for having me on. I know that we've been trying to get up with each other for a long time, and we've kind of slipped through the cracks, and that's fine. But it's fine. It's good to finally meet you and get to talk to you. You know what? Yesterday afternoon, when we put on our defense, my attorney and I talked, and we kind of said, here's what I said to my attorney. I said, you think we'd shock the whole world if we didn't put on any defense at all? I said, I think the prosecution very proved our case for us. And he smiled at me. He said, it's up to you, Sheriff. What are you going to do? And I said, well, I definitely need to go on a stand. I said, these jurors want me to look them in the eye and tell them that I did not commit any crimes, and that's what I did. And when I took the stand, I had direct eye contact with each juror, and each juror was looking at me, and they were paying attention to what I said, and they knew when I got done testifying that I was telling the truth, and they verified that. Yesterday, after I got off the stand, I was convinced that I was going to be found not guilty.
Now, sir, tell us about the false charges. Testify to the worldwide audience of 3 million people right now. In a nutshell, you've got the floor, Sheriff. What happened to you? What they did for those that didn't really follow the case or only saw state-run media demonizing you and the entire political system coming after you because they're so afraid of lawmen. being Americans, and then what it was like when you were found not guilty. And then I want to warn you, they're going to probably come after you again. You're a smart guy, you know that. But I mean, you're a national figure of honor. And I never talk like this to folks, but we just, I know you're just going to say you did the right thing and upheld your oath, but we salute you, sir, for your courage.
Because I appreciate that, Alex. And when I got elected sheriff, you know, my deep, dark desire was not to become a national figure, but I know that I have in some aspect became a national figure, and that's okay. I'm big enough to handle that. But in a nutshell, what happened was one of my deputies made a traffic stop about 30 miles south of the capital of Liberty County, or the county seat of Liberty County. Found a firearm in a fellow's right front pocket. Guy's out there not bothering anybody. You know, he's on his way home. He's 5 miles from the house. And so my deputy arrested him for carrying a concealed firearm. And so I had got a call, and you know, my wife was with me at the time, actually. And I told my wife, I said, man, I said, I wish you wouldn't have done that. I said, you know, I've got Second Amendment issues here that really bother me about that. Now, everybody knows in the state of Florida, the state law says that if you're going to carry a concealed firearm, you got to have a permit. But, you know, I joined the military in 1981, Alex, and I swore the very same oath to support, protect, and defend the Constitution. And obviously I agreed with that oath so much that I went to war for this country. So, to me, the Constitution still means something. So I made the decision not to go through with the arrest. I went to the jail. I personally went to jail. Now, you've got to understand, Liberty County is the smallest county in the state of Florida, 8,300 residents. These people want their sheriff to be personally involved, and that's what I am, is personally involved. And so I go and I release the guy. I tell the jailer we're not charging him, and I walk out and go home. But hell, that was on March the 8th. Didn't hear another word about it until May 24th when the Florida Department of Law Enforcement served a search warrant on my jail at 11 o'clock at night. Now listen, I told you I'm the smallest county in the state. We've got 8,300 residents, and they sent four FDLE agents to serve a search warrant on my jail.
Like you were a criminal.
Like I was a criminal. And so the very next morning, actually, that was Friday, Saturday morning, I woke up. I had the commissioner of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement, I had his cell phone number as the sheriff of Liberty County. You know, I've got a lot of cell phone numbers. And I called him, and I said, you know what? I said, all you really had to do was ask me what happened, and I'd have told you. But now that you've started a criminal investigation, my lips are sealed, my friend. I have nothing to say. And so, you know, I have known all along, Alex, everybody who has paid attention has known all along that I violated no law, and what I did based on my belief in the Second Amendment. Of course, the state tried to make it like I did a favor for a good old boy kind of thing, and they got up there yesterday and put on their dog and pony show, they really had no case to begin with. But what
well, Sheriff,
without pay. And having a felony hanging over my head, and it had an effect on me. I mean, I'm more concerned for my wife and my two daughters. They didn't sign up for this. They didn't deserve this. I'm a big boy. I can handle anything they want to throw at me. But it was hard on them, and it being hard on them made it hard on me. So.
Well, Sheriff Nick Finch joining us via cell phone right now. I'm not obviously an expert on the Florida Constitution, but I've read over the laws, had some lawyers on about your case. The way I read it, correct me if I'm wrong, that's out in the open. You're not supposed to have a gun concealed without the permit. But isn't it different in your house or your car under a lot of the rulings, and especially if you're traveling to or from your home?
Well, there are some different conditions. And quite honestly, Florida Statute 790-251, the title of that statute is possession of a firearm in a motor vehicle for self-defense and other purposes, and it goes on and on. But the state law is so contradicting because in one part of the statute it says, yeah, you have the absolute right, and the legislator agrees you have the right to keep it, and then another part says you've got to have this, and then another part says, well, hell, if you're going fishing, you're okay. And so there's just so many different interpretation.
Exactly. And, so you're elected and you're following it, so you make your determination, and then they try to put you in prison for that. For a law-abiding citizen out there who's trying to protect himself, and your deputy took him to jail. Do we know who inside your department did this and went to the establishment to bear false witness?
Yeah, the deputy that actually made the arrest on March the 8th, I guess when after he decided that he didn't like that I was going to start looking into his financial situation, he decided to get a new job. And when he left, then he went forward two and a half months later to the Florida Department of Law Enforcement and complained about it.
Isn't that how it always is? So he didn't do this right away. He waited till you started trying to run a good shop.
Yes. Yeah. Well, in fact, here's what happened. I hired two guys, made them captains, and I really was relying on those boys to help me out because, you know, I always thought they were good boys. And I'm not saying they're not good boys, but what I'm saying is I was letting them do the hiring and firing. I'm the sheriff. I've got bigger fish to fry. And we were really put in a bind to begin with. When I took office, the top seven leadership positions, and I don't want that to sound bad, but, I mean, we only have, like, 14. So the top seven walk out the door. So immediately I'm tasked with trying to find seven people to come in and pick up the pieces and move on. So, you know, it was pretty hasty. I was told this guy was a good guy. He'd be a great deputy. And it just didn't turn out the way that I had hoped that it would. But, yes, to answer your question, they charged me with a third-degree felony. And had they prevailed in this witch hunt, then I would have lost my law enforcement certificate. I would have lost the 15 years I have in the Florida retirement system. And I would have probably gone to jail for a little while.
Sheriff, let's talk about this briefly. I saw a lot of the Republican establishment line up against you, which I thought was particularly disgusting. But I think it's a litmus test now. Clearly, you weren't breaking any laws. Then they tried to say you destroyed the report when obviously, from your perspective, it was a false arrest. So you were simply just getting rid of something that was a false arrest. But, I mean, specifically, what do you make of some of the people in the state who claim that they're conservatives or patriots coming after you with such vengeance?
Well, in my opinion, you know, they took the same oath that I took, Alex, to support, protect, and defend the Constitution. And I don't believe that, you know, that was really what they were doing in this case. And you know, am I mad? Yeah, I'm mad, but I'm going to try to get over being mad. And, you know, I'm not going to say I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt, but what I'm saying is, at
sure.
this point, you know, right now I'm going to let bygones be bygones, but I got to get back to work for the people who live.
No, I hear you, but here's the bottom line. Just like they've gone after Arpaio and others who stand up to them, they're going to come after you now. You seem like a smart guy. I mean, you know to really watch your back now.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And we've got that. I've got a plan to protect myself now, and I will not make myself vulnerable again, and they're going to have a hard time ever coming after. Now, you're right. I believe they will try.
What was it like? You know, what was it like when the jury?
Successful.
Sure, hopefully won't be successful. People need to stand behind you here. We're all hanging together. What was it like, sir, when the jury said not guilty? What did the prosecution and the judge that I've seen say some pretty prejudiced things against the case? How did they behave?
You know what? I'm going to tell you something. I think the judge and the prosecution knew what the verdict was going to be before it ever came out, just like everybody else did. They weren't shocked. They weren't shocked. Because they knew that they had no case. The state presented no evidence against me at all.
Amazing. Stay there, Sheriff. This is so incredible. Hero Sheriff from Florida with us back in 1 minute.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine.
iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.